a better idea.
For a Sunday kind of...
Master, because without connecting just bless us, Lord, now and keep us. Bless the office and the widows of sick and suffering. And the aging of women and misfortune of this life. Guide them all, Lord, with thy divine hand. And Lord, the little folks that you help yourselves. Maybe that's hungry this morning. Maybe that's sick and don't have any medicine. Lord, reach down and touch them in their hearts. And bless them, Lord, with the love of the Lord. Guide us all now, Lord, and lead us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
But in this place, we find that
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief or robber. The next verse is, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, not one of the sheep, but the shepherd of the sheep. Speaking of Jesus Christ the Lord, that come in to this holy place, that he was the shepherd, that he had to go in by this door. One of the brother Dan spoke at the Sunday school that's the last. I heard a few words of that it was the will of the Father and determined. Christ was delivered according to the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God. And he would go that way. That was the door, if I understand, that he's talking about, that he that climbeth up some other way, the same as the thief and the robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The door of death that was there before him when he was praying over there that evening, Father, if thou will, let this cup pass from me, if it's possible. That was a door that was opened to him that he must enter in by. No man entered in by this except the Lord Jesus Christ. All the rest have tried to come in to make themselves something over the children of God. They were thieves and robbers. They didn't come into this door. But Jesus became obedient to death there because of the glory that had followed him and entered in by the door that the Father had to turn his face and forsake him there that he would die for our sins. And without this, there's no redemption of sin. Said to him, But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Now that's not talking about me and you. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Parallel along with the same subject that's coming to mind. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Read maybe two or three more verses that said what it did concerning this. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said he unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. That's a different door than what Jesus went in. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear that. Talking about the shepherd, he did not hear not the door. Say the sheep and the robbers. All that come before Jesus. Thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. But Christ is the door of the sheep. The thief cometh not for to cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy, and I am come that they might have life and do not have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I'll not read any further of 11 verses, 10th chapter of St. John, beginning at first. But anyway, this door where Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. In another one of the books of the New Testament, one of the first four books of the Gospel, it spoke of, verily, speaking of him being the shepherd of the sheep and the door of the sheep. And he said, he that cometh in by me, the same shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Now, that in and out is partly one on my mind concerning my sheep, hear my voice. Stranger will not follow, for they know not the voice of the stranger. Now we go into, when we're born again by the Spirit of the Lord and entered into this gospel fold, we entered in by Jesus. God, the Father spoke of it, no man can come to the Father but by me, or Jesus spoke of it. So we had to go by the door, which is Jesus Christ said, I am the door of the sheep. But if any enter by me, the same shall be saved, and he'll go in and out and find pasture. We don't stay in this place at all the time, this spiritual place I'm thinking about now, that we go in and out and find pasture. Not talking about the family of God. If you're born into the kingdom of God, you're a child of God. If you have the faith of Abraham, you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so then, our spirit, my spirit, bearing witness with your spirit, that we are the children of God, and the children we are heirs. And heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, we're not talking about going in and out of the family of God, but going in and out of the shelter. Or going in and out, for he said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will not follow, for they know not the voice of the stranger. His sheep, and I'd like to try to get across what the sheep is or who he is. Now the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. The Lord has spoken that in the scripture. So then he that's born of the Spirit is spirit. Being born again with the Spirit of God, that's the inward man. There is the inward man, there's the outward man. And there's many people, including some of my neighbors and so on, that I know there's trouble in the world and there's disobedience of the Lord's people and such like. And you get uneasy and think, well, maybe my child over here or my neighbor, by the way he's doing, he's not a child of God. We shouldn't judge one another in this way. He tells us not to judge one another. When the Lord saved us, he gave us a little white stone. And in this stone, a new name and no man could read. I don't understand that to be Brother Dan Andrew, or Robbie Hauser, or Ward Brooks, but a child of God is something to that effect. We don't know exactly what it is. It's not yet appeared what it's going to be. But anyway, he gives us that name that no man can read save him or deceive it. So you can't look down my heart or me and yours and say there's a child of God. We can't read that name. We know each other in part. Here we know in part. There we'll know as we're known. Somebody said, as I know you here, then I know you there. I don't understand it that way. For there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Whether it be prophecy, it shall cease. Whether it be tongues, it shall fail. Whether it be knowledge, it'll vanish away. What I know about you, Brother Roy, this morning, is going to vanish away in that day. For the hope now is pure and steadfast, making that in the veil, but knowledge is going to vanish away. Some people seem to think that you've got to have knowledge here to get across into the heavens world. I'd rather have a living hope than any knowledge, because hope is sure. Steadfast, making that in the veil, but knowledge is going to vanish away. So we don't really know each other other than we remember your face and your name and a few things, but just look down in the heart. God only ponders the heart. He can look down in there. As God knows you and me and others, so we'll know each other there. We'll know as we're known. In other words, as I was trying to say, we are guessing at it and take it for granted. When I see your good works and so on, think, well, you've done this yesterday, you'll do it today, and all of this. We're just honestly, we're kind of assuming things, but God can look down and ponder the heart, and he looks on the heart of man, and we look on the outward man. So the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. Try to get on as fast as you can. My sheep hear my voice, the stranger will not follow, for they know not the voice of the stranger. This inward man is born to God, and doeth not sin, cannot sin, because it's born to God. Don't follow the voice of the stranger. There's two in you. There's two of you if you're a child of God. There's an inward man that's born of God that cannot sin, doeth not sin. Because he is born of God. But old Adam is sin. We all sin and come short of the glory of God, Paul said, after he was preaching the gospel to the people. There's none that lives and sins not, speaking of this Adam man, but the inward man is a child of God and doeth not sin and cannot sin. So how can two walk together except they be agreed, not talking about me and my neighbor or even my wife, but it's talking about me of this inward man and the outward man. And if the eye be single, then the body is full of life. Of a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. There we go again. That's me again that he's talking about. If I'm here in the carnal mind and doing the trade of the will of God, I have a mind to do the wrong thing. That's the mind of the flesh that we have. But there's something in here saying, no, leave this off. There's a double-minded man. He's liable to go one way and he's liable to go the other. But when we get ourselves in shape and upon her, this inward man, which is a spiritual man, that always directs me in the right way. When we get that way, we can walk together. We agree on these things, but otherwise we disagree. So the double-minded man goes at him. Some spirit tell him to do one thing and the flesh tell him to do the other. He's unstable in all of his ways. The children of God, some people seem to think now, if you do this or that, you're not a child of God. A child of God won't do these things. And the scripture teaches us that they won't do that, but it's not talking about the flesh. The children of the flesh are not the children of God. But my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger, they're not fodder, for they know not the voice of the stranger. So they're always fodder of his inward man, fodder in the right way. And the Lord told us, I'll suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. He's talking about old Adam again. The law of the scripture is not given to the inward man. The law was not given to the righteous, but for the sinner and the ungodly. A man out here whom the law is given for, and what this book is given for, this inward man don't need a direction except that which God always directs him, and he follows the voice of the Lord, for he knows not the voice of a stranger. But this outward man is going in the wrong way, Brother Earl, I'm telling you. And people say, well, if he'd have been a child of God, he wouldn't have done this. I'm afraid of this man. I'm afraid that he'll die and go to torment. He don't change his way. You don't find in the scripture or nowhere where the Lord sent anyone to torment because he'd done so bad, or if he sent anyone or caused them to be saved because he'd done so well. No, it's not that. It's by grace you're saved. And that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. It's not a work unless any man should boast. The scripture teaches us that if you believe in the name of the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. He that believeth with all his heart, the same shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. That tells you whether you're going or which way you're going. Brother, it's not the good thing that we've done, even the woman there. I know the scripture teaches us we're saved by grace through faith, and it teaches us that faith without works is dead, being alone. But we're saved by the grace of God and not by works. The woman that had the bloody issue, and she had faith in the Lord. Jesus Christ, if I know thee, touch his garment, I'll be made whole. That was the faith she had, but that faith didn't make her whole. Just by thinking of this, no, she had to go on and work her way through this people and go up and touch his garment. And somebody said that made her whole, but the Lord didn't say that. No, it didn't. That didn't make her whole, even though she touched him. No, the Lord told her when she finally confessed that I'm the one that touched you. She confessed this, and the Lord said, thy faith has made thee whole. Not your works. Touching me didn't do it. But it took works to perfect this faith that you already have. The faith is what made you whole. It's by grace that you are saved. Look at yourself as an individual. You are saved by the grace of God if you're a child of God. By grace that you are saved through faith, and it's not yourself. Don't thank nobody but yourself for just a minute. Not of yourself. You couldn't do it if you had your guy here and boast about it. Not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Ben Edder, Roy Hauser, any of us, we can't save a man. We can't say, I was the one that done it. Not the works, lest any man should boast of your salvation. Not just his, but yours. And there's so many people says, I've got to do this, I've done this, I was the one. that brought him to the Lord. Yeah. I was the one that pointed out to the Lord, telling his body grace that you are saved through faith. It's not yourself, it's a gift of God, not a worth less than any man. There's no man can boast of your salvation. The Lord will put his laws in your heart and wrote them in the mind. I know the scripture teaches us to preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. But the scripture also teaches us that John over yonder saw this angel flying through the midst of heaven, having an everlasting gospel to preach it out on the earth. And when this angel spoke there, the person known was going home. And when Saul was on his way to Damascus, a voice from heaven spoke to him. It wasn't an old man that had walking by his side, but a voice from heaven spoke to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou, Lord? He knows that it was the Lord that was right. He didn't know, but he confessed that he knows the Lord. There, he said, what would thou have me to do? He told him to go on down to where he started. They go on a different mission. Paul went on and done. Like the angel, and like the Lord told him to do there, he's on his way down there, and went on down and spoke to Ananias down there, meeting his name. And he called straight to the booth. The scales fell from his eyes. But the Lord had not told him what to do. This angel flies through the midst of heaven, having everlasting gospel preached down from the earth. He tells people what to do. Somebody said he don't, or maybe he thinks he don't, but has to be a man of God go to him. The grace of God brings salvation has appeared to every man. According to our statistics and everything, there's many people that never heard spoke for you by the Bible alone. The grace of God brings salvation has appeared to every man, teaching them that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, they should live hope soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for the coming of the just one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would save them from all their sins. It teaches us all these things. This gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven, so said the word of God. And people said, as soon as we can get it around, the end's going to come. No, the Lord is waiting on me to do something. This gospel has already been preached to every creature under heaven. You can find in the first chapter closed, and that they've already heard the Lord, but they would not follow him. So then the people, there's some that will hear, there's some that are full bearer. The people that believe the word of the Lord that comes when he speaks to that angel. I couldn't preach without the angel, but I do say that an angel can preach without me. When the Holy Ghost come down yonder, on the day of Pentecost, it's spoken of. It's already been prophesied. Knowledge will be increased. Somebody said that's all these signs. Thing that is just gasping more and more. It might have had some reference to that, I doubt it. Very much it has a reference to the coming of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I pray the Father, and he'll send this other comforter, which will bring all things unto your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. That Holy Spirit of God, it's the one that brought knowledge here in this world. It brought knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the new covenant. And Jesus said, the prophets had prophesied his name to the house of Israel, the house of Judah, after these days, I'll put my law in their heart, I'll write them in the mind. It'll be no more than for man to his brother say to know the Lord, but they all shall know him from the least of them to the greatest of them. That's a new covenant that God made with the people here on this earth. After the law of dispensation, so this Holy Spirit speaks out, and there in all of was increased. It goes from one part of the earth, even to the other. Half of it to the former sea, half to the hinder sea, and so on. So this is knowledge of God. It spoke of it, the earth would be covered, filled with the knowledge of God, as the water that covered the sea. When the Holy Spirit come down, it reached out to one and all. It reached to my children, it reached your children. Where sin abounded, grace is much more abounded. The heathens over yonder, or people in our land, whether you think they're good or think they're bad, or some might be a living, or ain't y'all, some bad than others. But where the Spirit of the Lord is needed more, that's where it is more. Where sin abounded, grace is much more abounded, reaching into the hearts and minds of all people of the world. Now, we came from, we're talking to our children and people here, even preaching to you all about the help of the Lord. I can only get to the minds of some people that are listening, and others can do that. But we cannot reach the heart. God, we want to reach the heart. That's what His laws in their heart. I don't know. And in their mind, He writes them. So they never mean to go to the Lord. They can't go to the Father. But anyway, I didn't stay with the text much concerning. Hearing my sheep hear my voice, a stranger will not follow, for they know not the voice of a stranger. We could, if the Lord Jesus did, but I don't feel like it's necessary this morning. Go on back and tell, show you some many, many things that the Lord Jesus done.
Yes.
Man after God's own heart, David backed up after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. He got out here and committed by the bigger sin and harder sin spoken against in the Bible as anything you can think of. To begin with, he saw this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Premeditated fornication, adultery with her. Mm-hmm. Then his servant old God and bring her to him. He had plenty of time to think about it, brother. What does a girl want with like some courts? Yes. Tried to justify the evildoers in the Bible. Don't justify it. He said, I'll offer you a serpent to be tempted above that you're able. With the temptation, I'll make a way to your escape. Doing away with this. The spur of the moment, you don't know what you're doing. We do know what we're doing if we do the wrong thing. This inward man's telling us to leave that off. The Spirit of the Lord is telling us to leave off these things. He's telling David that. But through the lust of the flesh, you went on. And you lay with her, and she became a child, with child from him. And found out about this. And then he began to work in his mind and meditate. What not do to hide knowledge? Premeditated murder, having her husband because of his transgression driving out. So you don't find nothing much worse than that except the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is written in the Word of God. He said, oh, man, the sin and blasphemy be forgiven except that word. And it'll not be forgiven this world, and even the world that comes on David that came to this and suffered over it. He suffered. And some man sinned. And some man Scripture teaches us here in this time of life that the work is going to be burned up. Him suffer loss. He himself saved his soul to the Father. That's backsliding misery. The Lord said, I'm mad. Backsliding misery. He speaks with his children, the one that follows him. Promotes them and holds them a whole lot higher than the word of the Lord. They'll have peace and love here on earth and happiness. But the word of the transgressor in heart. Those who love the chastisement, so this people disobeyed him in front of us, and then he burnt up in him. He himself saved us for the cause of the suffering. And for all that we've done, they were seeing just this, they were receiving just that and got the Lord. So we can tell a man more like David, but when David became, the Lord forgave him. The Lord is a forgiving. He forgives the sin, the thousands. He'd make him old and time before Christ came. He'll send a thousand and his mercy and do it forever. Somebody said, well, it gets too late to go through further calling in the name of the Lord. You don't find that in the Bible. You find that in people imagining these things. I've heard of people saying, I've been ready to go first. You go to muscle and hold against them. You don't find it. You find it. You obey and seek the Lord with all your heart through the Bible. I've got the Bible stuff about it. People said, no, that I know who for it. It's sealed against me. If the devil can get an individual to believe in that, then the faith is gone. But if he has faith in the Lord, and he will be, he must first be given in the Lord and have to give him the truth to him. If he has faith in the Lord, it's never too late as long as life is hope. And that's the only man in the past. Get ready for it. But thank you, Paul.
Teaches us to cleave to that which is good, that which is evil,
And if you was in the right frame of mind this morning, you got something out of what this stuff brought to you. If you came in a spiritual frame of mind this morning, you received something from what this brother brought. It was food. It's, I believe, as the Bible refers to it, it might be over in Ecclesiastes. It is cool water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And this didn't come from Brother Ward. It didn't come just from the church here. It came from a far country. It came from a long way off. This spirit is, as I told you last night, the spirit is it's the most peculiar thing that I've ever come in contact with. It's you can't understand.